Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morning, Alice. How are you today?
Oh, the sun is shining over Tāmaki Makaurau and I'm feeling great.
Oh, that is what we like to hear. We're not alone though. We have also got Cassandra Woodhouse on the line. Morning, Cassandra. How are you?
Good morning. Hi.
Oh, it's lovely to hear from you as well. I'm going to hand over to Alice now to basically take the reins to talk about Hana, which is your fantastic new show. I'm super excited to hear about it.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
So I should probably start by, Cassandra, if you could clarify, is it Hana or Hannah?
Hannah, yeah. Hannah. It's written by UK playwright Sam Potter. And yeah, a one-woman show. Yeah, so Hannah, yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, and so tell me about this work. So this work actually came out, it's a relatively recently, a recent play. You know, like, what was your experience of the show? Had you seen it before or have you read the script? How did you come across it?
I hadn't actually, I actually tried to get the rights to bring Fleabag to New Zealand. Yeah, which would have been which would have been epic. But obviously she's holding on to the rights for those for a while, which is understandable. But her agent sent me this one and as another one that they thought I might like. And yeah, I read it and just fell in love with it straight away. And it's a very beautiful, poignant story. And yeah, it's so it's been in my hands for a while now, and it's just sort of with you know, the environment we're in, it sort of has taken a little while to get things up and going, and but we're getting there, which feels really, really exciting.
So yeah, Cassandra, tell me a little bit about you know, it's a solo one woman show. Talk to me a little bit about your process and the sort of developing a rehearsal, a sort of, I want to call it a discipline around this, right? I mean, you're not working alone. You've got the incredible Jennifer Ward-Leland Te Ata Mera, yes, who is your director. But what is it? What's the process for you working in solo?
Oh, cool. So yeah, it there was a lot, you know, I was on my own with it for quite a while, to be honest, and sort of, it did, it's interesting you ask that, because it did take a really long time to sort of find my rhythm with it, and sort of, especially when dates were sort of changing all the time, there wasn't that sort of definite end point for you to get ready by, so you could sort of fluff around a bit, little bit more. But in the past probably 6 months, there's been a lot more structure around it. And so Jennifer and I worked, we managed to get a few in-person rehearsals before lockdown last year, and the end of last year, whenever that one was. Anyway, we got a few in-person rehearsals done then, and that sort of set the ball really rolling. And then we were able to continue over Zoom, which was a blessing, and just every week we would meet. And so and then it was just a matter of sort of the daily discipline of connecting with it and doing the work on it to stay really aligned with it, and to, you know, obviously chip away at all the dialogue. But yeah, it's just been a daily discipline. I think I can definitely feel it when I haven't connected with it each day, and have to bring myself back to it. But more recent times, you know, I've been I work with Jennifer, or I go into a hall and by myself, and but yeah, it's been a really interesting journey to just manage yourself and hold yourself accountable, but with that, such beautiful lessons as well of, you know, self-reliance and
yeah. Oh, gosh, it really is. There's an internal discipline, I think, for working, because it's, you know, I saw Bo Burnham's special that kind of came out last year. I remember watching and being like, everyone was like, oh my gosh, the tragedy of being an artist working in isolation. And I watched it, was like, that's my process. Like, ouch. Okay.
Yeah.
Talk to me about Hannah. What is she like as a protagonist?
So from the outset, it's very much, you know, a story of a young mum who, you know, discovers her baby was switched at birth, and just but, you know, it's really too a story about a young woman who is, she's unmothered herself, so she's not, you know, she's got this baby and she's, you know, faces this massive event and trauma, and really is unresourced with how to deal with that. And I think that's the real beautiful journey of the play. Like, I think from the outset it's about a woman who finds out her baby was switched at birth, but it just, there's so many deep themes within that around, you know, it raises a lot of questions around race and financial status and nature versus nurture and how we love who we love. But beyond the surface of that is also the story of, like I said, a young woman who has had no emotional mothering and is quite a quintessential innocent archetype who has to now face this very traumatic event and develop the resources she needs to navigate all that comes her way. And I think that's probably one of the really core themes that resonated with me so deeply is how we navigate life and parenthood when we haven't been given the tools to face adversity and hardship, and when we've lacked the kind of emotional parenting needed to develop a sense of confidence and resilience in the world. And I loved the journey of how we find our family in the world, and it's not always the family we were born into, and that becomes one of the things that we feel most, you know, like who we feel at home with becomes our family. And so there's just all these beautiful different interwoven themes in the play. And you know, that at the end, that, you know, we can find that in so many different people and different experiences. And it's a real journey of a woman who has to find her way and find her strength. And ultimately, you know, it's about the unfathomable way we love our children and how primal we become to protect them when we're challenged.
It sounds like one for the big feelings, for sure.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely, there's a lot of humour in it as well, though. I think, you know, just as we all have our own story, it's just this girl's story. And what was really interesting, actually, was... and, you know, it was written by a UK player, but this theme is actually, you know, unfortunately this happens still quite a lot, babies being switched. And when I did a bit of research on it, and it's actually happened in New Zealand a bit. And there was, you know, there's always that responsibility when things are very real and to, you know, that this really is somebody's story and many people's story, actually. And so... yeah, I think when you can connect with the stories in that way, it really grounds you. And especially doing a one-person show, you know, you don't feel alone up there because you know you're sharing quite a universal story. And I think that's been really key to anchor me in performing it. And it's just not making sure that it's not me feeling like it's just me up there, that it's a very communal universal thing that we're sharing, you know.
When are people going to be able to see this, Cassandra?
So we have actually just pushed out our dates a bit just because of this Omicron peak, and I came down with COVID myself, so that's just been a bit of a whack week. But
hope you're feeling a bit better. That's extremely crap.
Oh, I am. I don't know if you guys have had it, but yeah, it's just, it's not fun. Well, it wasn't for me anyway, so... we've pushed out dates just till the 24th of April to the 7th of May. And my, you know, Jennifer and I wanted to take it into, you know, smaller venues, but also, you know, we'll take it on tour as well. But we really, you know, really keen to bridge that gap between professional and community theatre, which is why we're kind of heading into some of the smaller theatres as well. And so that's really exciting as well, to just really... bring different things into those community theatres that they maybe wouldn't normally see. And
great. So you're on at the Dolphin Theatre. Is that that's where you're going to be premiering the work, which is Dolphin Theatre in Onehunga, is that correct?
Yeah. So it's a lovely little community theatre, and it's really intimate and stuff. So we thought it would be a lovely way to do a little premiere there and get it up in front of audiences. And then we take it down to Bay Court in Tauranga, and then at the moment just sort of rescheduling a few venues with everything changing, but yeah, so we'll take it around. But yeah, a little premiere season at the Dolphin, and
fantastic.
Really excited about that.
Oh, it sounds like a brilliant show. Thank you so much, Cassandra, and thank you, Alice, as well.
Thank you for having me.
Absolute
no
pleasure.
No worries. You can actually head on to Dolphin Theatre's page to buy tickets to New Zealand Theatre's premiere performance of Hannah. And in fact, I do not think this work has been presented in New Zealand, if I'm
No, it hasn't,
correct.
No.
It is a premiere, and look, it's always just fabulous to get this writing and that voice coming over here as well. So, I'm looking forward to seeing it because, again, there's something about the technical writing and solo work, which is always really interesting to see how the writer solves dramaturgically not having a scene partner. So, for those that are interested, you definitely go and check it out.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, have a lovely rest of your morning, both of you, and we'll see you soon.
Thank
Gorgeous.
You, guys.
Thanks,
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.